Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Swapashada Shriya Nama Saha Atyanta durlabha prema koribare dana shikhaya sharanagati bhakti rapana Shive Krishna Swasana Bhakti Anukula Matra Karina Svikara Bhakti Bhakti Anukula Matra Karyera Svikara Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Varjanangikara Sadanga Sharanagati Oive Ahara Tahara Vartana Sune Srinanda Kumara Upasanatana pade dante trina kori bhakti vinoda pade duhukara dori Kandiya, kandiya, bole, ami to adama, shikhaye sharanagati, karave kama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive দয়া করি স্বপার্শাদাসি আদম আহারি হরে কৃষ্ণ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Prabhupada. Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you all for continuing to participate. I know it's tough to sit here hour after hour, but appreciate your participation. So the topic that I'll be covering is self-acceptance precedes self-improvement and acceptance of others. So a little bit of the abstract, which you may have already read. A sadhaka should know their eternal nature, that they are by nature Satchitananda. In one's conditioned state, however, this true nature is covered, and the improvement a sadhaka is striving for is to peel these layers of conditioning. Did you turn off the projector? If you could turn it on. So the theme of the weekend is acceptance and progress. So I specifically want to focus on one aspect. Self-acceptance precedes self-improvement and acceptance of others. And in the reason I chose this song, one of the reasons I chose the song, the last paragraph of the bhajan, I'll read it. I have it here. At this time, you could take, maybe this could be passed out, but hang on to it. Maybe don't start looking into it yet. It can be passed out. So I want your attention for the 10 minutes. I'll speak for about 10 minutes and then we'll go into this. In part, I'm sharing now because the translation of the verse is not there. Anyway, so the last shloka of the bhajan. Bhakti Vinod places a straw between his teeth, prostrates himself before the two Goswamis, Sri Rupa and Sri Rana, clasps their lotus feet with his hands. "I am certainly the lowest of men," he tells them weeping, "but please make me the best of men by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati." So in this paragraph especially, it gives me a lot of inspiration. This stanza, it has everything in a nutshell. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, for example, well, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, but specifically in Jagannath Puri, the mood was that they were absolutely, abjectly humble, but at the same time, they had intense eagerness and enthusiasm for the association of Lord Chaitanya. So their assessment is as it is here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, "I'm certainly the lowest of men, but please make me the best of men." This seemed like, wow, that doesn't seem quite humble. But then the formula is in the verse also. "By teaching me the ways of Sharanagati." Before that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's approaching, he's holding on to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswami. And he's praying this. So he's asking them, "Please teach me the ways of Sharanagati. And so wherever I may be the most fallen." I mean, we heard some quotes earlier in the morning. We are not the most anything. But this is the secret. So how does bhakti begin? If you know how does bhakti begin, we know how it continues and how it continues to continue. It's the same. Bhakti begins by coming in contact with the bhakta, devotee. It continues by staying in more than contact, by opening our heart to the devotee, by learning to surrender to them and thus Krishna. So the devotee teaches us everything. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, he comes in a very humbled and a humble state, holding on to the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan, and he's saying, "Please help me. Teach me the ways of surrender, and so I can become the best of men." Uttama Kurohim Amito Adhama Kandiya Kandiya Bole Amito Adhama Sikhaye Sharanagati Kurohe Uttama. So we don't want to remain fallen. we want to serve Krishna, and what gets in the way of our service are the anarthas. So we can, you know, appropriately serve Krishna, we want to purify ourselves. Not that, you know, we don't suffer, that's not the motivation. The motivation for continuing further in bhakti is that our bhakti is not circumstantial. Nothing can check it, so to speak. So we are praying to Krishna, Vaishnavas, to help us with our anartha nivritti, so we can offer, you know, our full self to Krishna, atma nivedana. Of course, Krishna is very merciful. He accepts anything that we offer, and we offer it to the devotee. He's very, very merciful. But from our side, we want to offer Krishna the best. So that's where we are going here. So now the abstract. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that every jiva is a Vaishnava. So the soul is a Vaishnava. The soul's swarupa is to serve Krishna. So that every jiva is a Vaishnava. So we should all be firmly convinced. This is an aspect of Sambandha Gyan, in a way, a very core aspect of Sambandha Gyan, that we are all a part, we are the spirit soul, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and the part serves the whole. We are devotees of Krishna. That's our existence. So self-acceptance, you have to understand, firstly, self-acceptance means, what is the self? Self is, so I'm not the body, I'm the spirit soul. But then I'm not just a spirit soul, I'm a spirit soul, and there is the super soul, there is Krishna, and I'm a part and parcel of Krishna, and I'm a servant of Krishna. So that's a more complete definition of self-acceptance, who we are, who Krishna is, what our relationship is. Yeah. But then our acharyas also explain, the self has two coverings. One is the gross covering, the body, and the second is the subtle covering. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita, if you pay attention, sometimes Krishna interchangeably. Sometimes he refers to the mind, sometimes he refers to the soul. So of course, ideally, you know, for us to be fully surrendered to Krishna, our mind, body and soul, all of them have to be given to Krishna. Otherwise it'll be like an unchoreographed effort, you know. The heart and the soul wants to serve, but then, you know, the other parts of ourselves, they are giving us some other direction. But we should be convinced, so in this aspect of Sambandha Gyan. So every sadhaka should understand this, that the soul by nature is Sachidananda. Of course, we are not God, we are minute. Krishna is Vibhu, we are Anu. But we have the same nature as Krishna, Sachidananda. And of course, in this conditioned state, there are coverings. So when we are talking about improvement, it's about, like, the diamond is already there. But we have to, you know, first wash the coal, and then the diamond will be unearthed. So this conviction we should have. And of course, if we try to wash coal ourselves, we'll be finished. So this is where the association of devotees is absolutely essential. So Sambandha Gyan, another aspect of Sambandha Gyan is to know, how does bhakti begin? How does bhakti continue? How does it continue to continue? So we have to sort of know all these aspects, and then we can be You know, we should have firm faith. Firm faith. Asha Bandha. You know, a devotee has, even knowing that there are so many layers of conditioning, but he has hope against hope that, you know, he'll make it. So that is my simple, short presentation. So what we will do now is, the next 50 minutes or so, there are some sheets that you have. We may not have time to cover, get to all of these questions. So we will see how things go. So some of these, please take this as a homework. Again, it's up to you. What you will get out of this hour and a half is what you put into it, and this can continue, you know, outside of this workshop. It doesn't have to end here. So we will, you know, like we usually do, we'll break up into groups of 3 or 4, and we will discuss. So some of these questions, I'll just go over the questions. Last time there was some confusion about the questions. So the first question: in small groups, discuss what is the nature of the self. What is self-acceptance? So I spoke about this a little bit already. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, every jiva is a Vaishnava. Explain. And then the first one, it's like a surprise. Usually we don't do this. But on purpose I kept this question to start with. So list three or more qualities of a Vaishnava that you have in a seed-like stage. Okay, got that? Yeah. So that you have in a seed-like stage. Three or more qualities of a Vaishnava that you have in a seed-like stage. Okay, next one. And of course, like in the morning discussion, when you come up with these, later on you can check with the Vaishnavas that are in your life. Hey, this is what I came up with, you think. Anyway, but it's okay. We don't, you know, well, in part, like yesterday, well, this morning, Sachinandana Maharaj's quote Bhaya Hari Prabhu was using, a devotee should know, at one level, he should also know his nature, his strength, and his weaknesses. Of course, there are Vaishnavas also there to tap him or her on the shoulder. So it's both. But it's not that, I don't know, Prabhu, you tell me. What do you think? So we have an active role to play. So that's the reason I chose this. And Guru Maharaj, Rampa Swami also has been speaking about this. A devotee should be in touch with his strengths. Like Bhayari Prabhu mentioned. I mean, we know the destination. But if you are not clear where we are, then we can't take steps to get to the destination. So this is where we will begin. So introspect and identify three or more qualities of a Vaishnava you have in a seed-like stage. Okay. Next one. Then discuss about the two categories of the covering of the self. I spoke a little bit. In each of these two categories, identify three or more designations of the self. So this is, as I said, the gross covering and the subtle covering. Now we are going down, that's why I put self in quote here. In each of these two categories, identify three or more designations of the self that you have come to understand about yourself. If you feel comfortable, share those with the group. So you can do this exercise by yourself, although you're sitting in a group, but again, confidentiality is always there. So you don't have to share anything that you're not comfortable with. You can just go off to a corner and do this yourself if you want. Okay. The next one, so this is self-criticism. List three or less aspects of yourself, or the most, we've been out of time. So one most, you know, list one aspect of yourself that you have difficulty accepting in yourself. How is this affecting your life and in turn of those around you? Yeah. For example, list three or more ways that you criticize yourself or you hear others criticize you. Then the fourth one, list three or more qualities of a Vaishnava. So this touches upon the next part, the second half of the title. Self-acceptance precedes self-improvement and acceptance of others. So Atmavan Manyate Jagat is a quote, Prabhupada quotes this often. As is one condition, that's how he'll see the world. So if I'm unable to, in a way, see Vaishnava qualities in myself or accept myself, it'll be hard for me to accept others also. It'll come to a point where you will hit a roadblock. Superficially we may be able to accept others, but unless we have come to terms with our own shortcomings, it's hard to accept other shortcomings. So this fourth question is, list three or more qualities of a Vaishnava that your dear friends, peers, or near and dear ones have. Can you think of ways to strengthen them? Yeah, and it could be three or more challenges also that your friends have. It's okay. And how could you be of some service? Okay. And then the next five and six, based on the above discussions, introspect and see what aspects of yourself is Krishna asking you to accept. Identify some practical steps to bring about this shift, both internally at the level of consciousness and externally. Okay. So five and six. So we are going, there's only one place we're going for the next 45 minutes, into our own hearts. And for some of us it might be, awkward to begin with, like the example that Guru Maharaj gave in the morning in the Kirtan, when Satswarup Maharaj tried to invite him. He was resistant in the beginning, but in 5 minutes he was there. So accept your resistance. If that's what comes up first, is it going to be 6 o'clock? So before we begin, any questions? Any questions, do not delay doing this exercise. But to get some clarity to do this exercise. Anything? Anyone? Yeah. Do I see a hand here? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think I understand question number 3 here.
Okay. Question number? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, things that you have a hard time accepting in yourself. It could be as simple as, I don't get to where I should go on time. It could be something else. I want to accept that part of me that is very critical, that I don't do things on time. That is an example. It could be something else. It could be something else. Anyway, we'll get to, so for any questions in the first two ones? First two questions? Oh, yes, Mataji. Yeah? Yes, correct. Say that again? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, there are the. Yeah.
Yeah.
each of these two categories, identify three or more designations of the self that you have. Again,
it could be, well, for example, in his Japa book, Bhurijana Prabhu writes that some of these, you know, fleeting, you know, thoughts or desires, they are neither harmless or innocent. They can become fixed obsessions that take us to the next destination. And he gets really silly in one way. You know, I'm short, you know, I wish I had curly hair or, you know, brown eyes, whatever. So in the way, more than the gross coverings, I think the subtle conditioning, subtle aspects of ourselves that we have a hard time accepting, what we have come to understand ourselves. So gross may not be so relevant for some of us, especially when we hear so often, we are not the body, we are not the body, we are not the body. I think it, at some point it sinks in. It doesn't matter really whether I'm, you know, short or dark or black or, you know, white or ugly or beautiful. Yeah. So if you in the interest of time, that can be skipped. So again, any of these things are optional. Yeah. I'm basically making a distinction between the soul and the coverings of the soul and the designations. Like, for example, the subtle designations is like, I'm smart, I'm stupid, I'm whatever, you know. Those are some of the subtle designations we have about ourselves. Love that. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, and then, as I said, you can just go to the next question if something you don't want to answer or don't want to participate. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. Yeah. I meant them, but you can take it either way. Yeah. I meant them. And then the fifth one is there. Yeah. Okay, let's get started. Divide yourself into groups of three or four, and then if you need, you have pens and pencils, I'm assuming, or pencils, I'm assuming. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. So you can find somebody that, as Maharaj said, one of the things that he requested is to make some new friends. So you can make some new friends. Of course, some of these things are personal. You gauge for yourself what you're comfortable with. Yeah. Thank you, Hare Krishna.